Beatrice will be going to Kanpur today. She has a flight from Delhi to Kanpur, direct flight. And she will be in Kanpur area. She might visit Fatehpur, nearby cities during her visit to Kanpur. And on 5th of October, she will travel on road with two of the women leaders, Vandana and Pooja. This Pooja is from Thirwa, Kannauj area in Uttar Pradesh. The other Pooja is from Rishikesh. So Beatrice will travel with Vandana, Pooja from Kannauj district, and drive all the way north to and pass through Gorakhpur and further north to Sonali border. That is the border with Nepal. And they will enter into Nepal. As they cross the border, they will be picked up by Suresh and Jyoti, and they will stay a day or two in Butwal. Sonali border to Butwal is about 30 minutes drive, not long distance drive. From Kanpur to Sonali border, about 8 hours drive. And they will have leaders fellowship in Butwal area. After that, they, Suresh, Jyoti, Beatrice, Pooja, Vandana, Suresh will take them to Pokhara. And they will meet many leaders, many overseers there. From Pokhara, Krishna will come and pick them up. Pokhara to Nayangar, driving, nowadays about 4 hours. The road became much better. Till 17th of October, Beatrice will meet with various leaders, overseers, and attend many fellowships in Narayangarh area. And on 16th, they'll travel to Butwal from there, stay one day, and on 17th, they will drive back to Kanpur, and Beatrice will come back on 19th. So Beatrice has wonderful itinerary waiting for her from today. Monday, I had leaders visit from Mathura, 5 of them. Rakesh, Kuldeep's wife, and one of the lady leaders. And Rakesh, Kuldeep, both brothers, and another brother, Raju. So 5 of them visited me, and we had a wonderful time. They visited me last time in April. And they wanted to come much earlier, but my schedule somehow and their desired date didn't match. And meanwhile, Nozomi and I traveled to Dehradun for 3-day leaders meeting, which Lab Singh hosted. So finally, we were able to get together this Monday. Rakesh and everyone told me that something I said in the previous their visit, and they took that into their heart and they practiced it. They did that. And one of the things that they said I spoke was, don't look at their leaders. Don't look at abundant sharing. But look at God only. Trust in God with all your heart. And lean on to God's understanding. The reason being why I said was at that time they were not happy because some of their key leaders, they left them. And that means many fellowships, many areas, and much abundant sharing disappeared. That also was a big factor. And also they felt hurt because they put so much heart into encouraging these leaders. And they came to me in April and I encouraged them, don't keep those thoughts of that you were hurt, that these leaders and many believers are gone from you. Don't even say that. You are in the right hand of God, in the most beautiful, fantastic location. This is the reality. And in this reality, all things work together for good, excellence. And we speak, confess unto wholeness. The wholeness of the heaven, wholeness of the weather, wholeness of everything. And we incline to this side, this confession direction, and the specific of the confession and speech and thoughts, God is providing. He is feeding us. Every word, logic, idea, desire, inspiration, God is continually energizing in us. It is God who is energizing in us. And we are to focus on God and live by eating every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. That is the way of prosperity. That is the way to continue to evidence the Happy Meal experience. God wants us to manifest and enjoy this and experience it. Not just having this thought only. It shouldn't stay as a thought. It shouldn't stay in the spiritual realm, but God wants us to bring it out, manifestation of the Spirit, manifest that reality into the physical. And God is continually working in us to manifest it. Manifest daily. So when we see it visible, becomes visible, or even during it is invisible stage, during the time it is hope stage, God will keep us the energy, inspiration that we are happy with that hope, because God confirms in our hearts that that shall come to pass. And we are able to confess unto wholeness. So I encourage them in short, not with many, many words or something like that. And they took that into heart and they stopped confessing, thinking, dwelling on the hurt and loss of income and many other things connected to what happened. They stopped it. Since that time, that day, April, when they came, they took what I said, what God put in my heart to say. And this is also something that God always gives us His word through our mouth. Those words that will go into individual's heart if they are ready. Such as on the day of Pentecost, about 3,000 souls were ready. Whereas others, 10,000, 20,000, they didn't receive it, but there were about 3,000 souls who took whatever Peter spoke into their heart and practiced it, continued steadfastly. And that's what these leaders from Mathura did from that day onward. When they came to my home this Monday, I could notice that they are very bubbly, joyful, and they are looking forward to hear me more than what they wanted to share, how great things happened. They wanted to hear. And they traveled about 3.5 hours that day, one way, to come to my home. Something like when we attended the Rock of Ages, some of us traveled many thousands of miles, many hours of driving. We had joy. We had wonderful anticipation of great times, and many, many wonderful things were in our hearts. That traveling wasn't boring. The journey was, in fact, very exciting. So it was like that. For them, it's just 3.5 hours drive. However, to drive in India at certain places could be challenging. And they drove in the morning, woke up, and they were very happy, looking forward to come to my home. And I heard from them that God brought turnaround after the words that they received from God that day in April. From that day onward, instead of trusting in leaders, they trusted in God. That God was going to bring, add, multiply, send laborers, and God's going to bring the finance. Not looking to man for finance, not looking to their leaders for more outreach, but they decided that they focus on one place, that is the right place, very beneficial place for them. That was God, their Father. They gave the works to God. Instead of them working hard, they gave works to God. Let your request be made known to God. And God was happy because he was then able to do, he could move in his full capacity for them. So fellowships multiplied, the abundant sharing increased, new areas grew, added, and they also practiced. Another important thing that I said to them was that let God lead your new people, your leaders. You don't lead them. Let God lead them. God is able to do. This is his job. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. So this is the format in which you get great benefit. Because you can be in rest. God wants you to rest. And our rest stage is, and our movement in the rest and peace state is, that God energizes, inspires, whatever, and we execute that. We are at rest, we are at peace, and the energy comes from God. And with that energy, inspiration, we do whatever that was given to us. So that's what they did. And let God take care of the outreach, growth, finance. And they also became cheerful giver. They're happy now. They're seeing these great things taking place by God. They're happy. They became cheerful giver. And they brought to me honoring God in abundance. One of the brothers, Kuldeep, told me that God added many leaders during lockdown, this recent lockdown also, where he, Kuldeep, didn't get to visit these new areas. And God showed him that let them do. Let them be led by him, God. And Kuldeep was to say to that person the words from God and inspiration and encouragement. That these leaders, new leaders, are as Christ. And they could do. They could walk with God. They could speak the words from God. They could heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, and whatever God inspired Kuldeep to encourage them. So that's what he did. And it was very easy for Kuldeep. And at the same time, these new leaders were extremely productive, fruitful, and they're blessed, they're happy. They're free to move with God, and they're very happy. As a result, now they would like to come visit Kuldeep. Kuldeep didn't have to go to each of these areas, and he couldn't go to these areas during lockdown. And God showed him how easy, simple, when he will give everything to God. You just say what God to do. Take care of this area. Open that new harvest-ready fields. Bring to us such as should be saved. Ekbalo to us laborers, and so forth. So they shared with me many testimonies, many signs, wonders, and miracles. And they were extremely blessed, happy, and return home rejoicing. So that's what I want to share today.